This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1737. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 3rd, Australia, Bhutan, Bolivia, Brazil, Burma, China, Cuba, Ecuador, Ethiopia, Europe, Germany, India, Indonesia, Iran, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, Mongolia, Morocco, Netherlands, Nicaragua, North America, Papua New Guinea, Russia, Sarawak, Spain, Switzerland, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Last week I was talking about programming changes on Radio Australia, including a classical music appreciation show, Keys to Music, on their schedule for Fridays in the 13 to 14 UT hour. Well, when I actually listened on 9580 and 12065, August 29th, I heard another program instead, Sound Quality, which is interesting too, but not classical. It's about ambient music or soundscapes, exploring the boundary, it seems, between noise and music. While there is a TV news program available Monday through Friday at 12 to 13 UT, for some reason on Mondays, Radio Australia does not carry it, but instead Science Show. I was chiding them for that, but actually I'm glad to be able to hear the Science Show. It is an excellent program on Mondays at 12:05 UT. Last week about retrieving fossils from early Scott expeditions to Antarctica, and about how essential reforestation is, because that helps the worms and they help the ecosystem. Radio Australia is certainly the number one shortwave source left for intelligent programming, and it isn't even for us, but for a tiny audience in the Central Pacific, beyond which we are lucky enough to lie. NDX South Asia, Alokesh Gupta, reported on August 30th, both of the Bhutan Broadcasting Service transmitters, 50 and 100 kilowatts, are back on the air, thanks to the All India Radio engineer who's in Bhutan. Gautam Sharma from nearby Assam heard them loud and clear on 6035 at 0414 UT onwards in Nepali, August 30th. Well, I'm wondering if the other transmitter is on another frequency like the one it previously used, 5030, but nothing about that yet. Mauno Ritola wrote on the WRTH Facebook group via Mike Terry, BBS is on 6035 with 50 kilowatts between midnight and 13 UT. They welcome possible reception reports via their web form at www.bbs.bt. Then Ron Howard in California was hearing them on September 2nd, thanks to this information, with their unique repetitive indigenous music from 1223 to 1230. Followed by a conversation in vernacular, clearly not Vietnamese, which is what the Chinese station uses at that time. That was until 12:57. He says BBS is many times stronger than PBS Yunnan, which at times was heard very faintly underneath Bhutan. Intermittent, heavy, adjacent QRM. Ralph Perry in Illinois measured it on 6034.96 and confirmed the audio was parallel to their website. It's wonderful to hear this one again, says Ron Howard. The reactivated radio echo in Reyes, Bolivia, reported by XM and Bob Wilkner in South Florida, August 23rd at 0105 to 0112, a speaker in Spanish, but at the same time on August 24th, it was not heard. On August 28th at midnight 25, it had a fair signal. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany says only a tiny peak was visible on 4409.780 kilohertz, next to a strong utility interference on the high side at 0142 UT, August 28th. Another Bolivian, Radio Panamericana in La Paz, is reported in Australian DX News by Rob Wagner, 6105.4. Tough listening under Taiwan and the Chinese jammer at 10:50, but they went off at 11:00. Then it was in the clear with mainly news and reports, occasional IDs, monitored until fade-out at 11:50, way back on July 30th. And again on August 8th, news and on-location reports at 11:15 with a fair signal. He says it's rarely heard here in recent years. Bob Wilkner in South Florida and his anonymous sidekick, XM, also report Radio Panamericana. They measured it on 6105.48, August 27th and 28th, between 10:55 and 11:10, and still audible with Andean music August 30th at 11:20. In shortwave bulletin, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden sorts out the two Brazilians around 4865 as monitored August 29th, just before midnight UT and afterwards. Radio Alvorada de Londrina is tentatively the one on 4864.43 at 2356 with an unstable carrier and weak audio. It was drifting plus or minus 20 to 50 hertz and not stable on the frequency. The other is Radio Verdes Florestas, Green Forests. It's also drifting, but not as widely. He said on August 29th it signed on between 2305 and 2325, and then he started recording. It was on 4865.0 and then slowly drifting up to 4865.028 by midnight 56. It seems that Radio Aparecida's 25-meter outlet has started running all night from Brazil, and it's lately been quite close to its nominal frequency, 11855. August 30th, I was hearing it, 0545 UT, with a religious interview in Brazuguese. Good signal and much stronger than SRDA on 11765, but of course much weaker than the Amazon station on 11780. Mike Terry forwards an article from BNIonline.net, that's Burma News International, of August 28th, headlined, Democratic Voice of Burma Ends Radio Broadcasting. At the end of October, DVB will stop producing its ethnic language radio program after 21 years, a decision revealed during a meeting of staff members. Because there are more and more magazines and journals distributed in the country, the audience listening through shortwave has become smaller. We broadcast the news at 6 in the morning and 9 in the evening. But at those times, the audience has demonstrated preference for newspapers and journals instead of waiting for us, says DVB editor U Kin Maung Su. According to the U.S.-based group, which collects data on shortwave radio audiences in Burma, DVB's programs only attract 2% of the Burmese exile radio station audience, the smallest percentage among the four exile stations. Due to small audience numbers, DVB donors suggest it stop broadcasting radio programs and produce TV media programs instead. Well, it should be noted that this particular article is only about ethnic language programs. It does not mention the Burmese language itself. I would assume some DVB programming on shortwave has been in Burmese, so are we to assume that too is going off the air? Anyhow, Ivo Ivanov provides the current schedule for transmissions via Tajikistan, 2330 to midnight 30, UT on 11595, and 1430 to 1530 on 11560. These are allegedly in Burmese. Ivo Ivanov has been tracking various shortwave collisions, some of which are deliberate, such as jamming. And here's one which surprised us, as we were not aware this particular station was being jammed. NHK World, their Chinese service from Japan, on 9540, heard August 27th at 1543, with CNR1 jamming. Perhaps this started recently due to the rough relations over silly little islands between Japan and China. We continue to hear the Third Harmonic of Havana 6070 on 18210 in the evening, sometimes also on 12140, the Second Harmonic. But here's another one to look out for, thanks to a tip from John Carson in Oklahoma, who, of course, was upset that it is in the 20-meter ham band, 14295. That's the Third Harmonic of Radio Progresso 4765, which I heard August 28th at 0128. At least it's not on the air 24 hours, just from around midnight 30 to 0400. HCJB continues to be missing from its only frequency left in Ecuador, 6050, when checked, both in the mornings before sunrise here and in the evenings after sunset. Hans-Jörg Biener reports in his September issue of NTT Up to Date, originally in German, as of August 12th, there were numerous large and small earthquakes in and around Quito. So in the following week, many people slept next to their beds, ready to move. But all weekend events, such as concerts and football matches, were canceled. HCJB, 10-kilowatt transmitter from Pichincha, was also off the air. He says, besides our not finding anything about it on their own website, he could not find anything either about the absence of the shortwave transmissions at andenstimme.org and hcjb.de, although the shortwave broadcasts are an initiative of the remaining German editors. Radio HCJB.org mentions only the medium wave and FM frequencies. Chris Greenway in England tells us September 1st, as expected, Ethiopia's state broadcaster has now implemented a recent law mandating a change in name from the Ethiopian Radio and Television Agency, ERTA, to the Ethiopian Broadcasting Corporation, EBC. There are stories about this at the ertagov.com website, titled EBC Making Paradigm Shift, and also at allafrica.com. He says the TV and radio are now identifying on air as Ethiopian Broadcasting Corporation, or EBC, replacing the previous ETV for Ethiopian Television and Radio Ethiopia. He says, on a historical note, I remember their changing from Voice of Revolutionary Ethiopia to just Voice of Ethiopia in 1987, and then to Radio Ethiopia in 1994. Filed under Europe in order to be non-committal about which country, this about laser hot hits. In communication of the British DX Club, Alan Pennington says, referring to www.laserhothits.co.uk, as of 24 July, the shortwave transmitter on 4015 has been off the air for most of July due to circumstances beyond our control and frustratingly happened around the time the reduced power fault was fixed. We shall try to return to the 76-meter band as soon as possible. In the meantime, our internet streams continue 24 hours a day, and we can still be heard around 6950 at various times, but most likely on Sundays. There may be some tests on 48 meters, too, so please keep tuning around. Alan says, laser was noted back on shortwave, but on 4026 on 23 August, and still there on 26 August. They did move to 4015 originally because of utility interference on 4026, though it seems clear at present. Luca Bottafiora in Italy, via BCL News, also reports laser hot hits on 4026, August 28th at midnight 53 with Old Iraq, a sufficient to good signal. In DX India, Jose Jacob provides this year's schedule of All India Radio special broadcasts in Urdu for Indian Hajj pilgrims in Saudi Arabia, effective from 6 September to 4 November at 0530 to 06 UT. All 250-kilowatt transmitters from three different sites, 11670 from Aligarh, 15210 from Panaji, Goa, and 15770 from Delhi. That will, of course, collide with WRMI. This is the midpoint of World of Radio 1737. This non-commercial program also has a non-commercial website, worldofradio.com, with a great deal of information archived and always new information being added, worldofradio.com. If we had received any financial contributions during the past week, I would be acknowledging them now. They could have gone to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, U.S. Funds, Postal Money Order or Check, or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Far-flung reports of the only Indonesian left on 90 meters, 3325 RRI Palangkaraya. In Sydney, New South Wales, Nick Hotchko says, it was coming in with a loud signal, an ID at 1436 UT, September 1st. Tudor Vidiano in Romania replies, as always, at the end of August, RRI Palangkaraya starts appearing here at my location for an hour or so around 1600 UT. Both of them posted clips on YouTube. Ron Howard in California says, for all of August, they played the patriotic song Dirgahayu Indonesiaku at the end of the 1200 Jakarta News, as they normally do during the month of independence. So September 1st, I was expecting the return of the patriotic song Bagimu Negeri, but they surprised me by playing another patriotic song, Garuda Pancasila. Not very often they play this one, so it was a treat to hear it again at 12:33. And it was parallel to Vimana on 4869.90. I can hear traces of 3325, but a little better signal from the only Indonesian left active on 60 meters, RRI Vimana, slightly below 4870, such as at August 29th at 11:52, and it was still audible an hour later almost at 12:47. I wonder what the real power of this one is. The Alkylist says only 300 watts. The WRTH is non-committal in the Indonesia listings, but in the frequency roster says 10 kilowatts. I'd have to lean toward the latter since I can at least hear the carrier here. However, in Australian DX News, Craig Seeger says, I would expect Vimana to be better heard here if it were anywhere near 10 kilowatts. On August 30th at 10:10, using remote units in Sydney and Queensland, Wolfgang Büschel measured it on 4869.921. ERT Open, Greece, continues to be very erratic on all of its frequencies. You never know whether it'll be on from one day to the next. Mainly 9420. When it's off around 01 UT, we could hear a much weaker signal in Arabic, which is Iran. However, that is no longer the case, because on August 31st at 0112, I found that Arabic service from Iran on 9510 instead. An HFCC registration show that the last 2 hours of that multi-hour broadcast, starting at 16:30, have been moved from 9420 to 9510, that is, midnight 30 to 0230, but it's still likely to collide with Greece earlier. Ivo Ivanov notes another frequency change concerning one of their English broadcasts to Europe at 1923 to 2020. 7315 has been replaced by 11985 via Sir John, parallel to 9400, 9715, and 11885. Concerning Malaysia, Ron Howard says, as of September 1st, both Trax FM 7295 and Asyik FM 6050 remain off the air, while all the other RTM shortwave stations are normal, that is, including 9835 and 11665. He says, I was disappointed August 31st to find nothing special going on for their Merdeka Independence Day. Those two stations were also off the air that day. September 3rd at 0128, I am astounded to hear news in Spanish with a good signal level and good modulation. On 6185, can it still be XEPPM in Mexico City? Well, it's still slightly on the low side, so it must be the same transmitter, but they must have a new modulation tube. Now it's even stronger than 6180 Brazil, partly due to that signal being weakish lately. This is great news, if only Radio Educación can keep it up. They had a news item from Washington. It sounded like it might have been a relay of VOA in Spanish. And then they were wrapping up their evening news program called Pulso de la Noche, and followed by an ID, Radio Educación desde la Colonia del Valle en la Ciudad de México, followed by the Tuesday evening show, Las Mujeres Contamos, Women Count, and They Matter, and They Tell Their Stories. Looking up their online program schedules, I see these match what's supposed to be on medium wave 1060, not on short wave. The schedules there appear to be out of date. Anyhow, this remains Mexico's last and only shortwave broadcast station. Give it a listen in case the good signal and modulation keep up on 6185. Via BCDX, Christian Milling of the Euskirchen Funkhaus in Germany, in ADX, revealed August 29th that during its anniversary month, September 1st to October 5th, the Voice of Mongolia is being relayed from Germany. Three different broadcasts, at 19 UT on 3985, at 1730 on 6005, and at 1430 on 7310. These are English broadcasts, according to Ivo Ivanov, listing the power as 100 kilowatts on 6005, but only 1 kilowatt on the other two frequencies. That also matches info from HFCC and AOKI. Dr. Biener also has this information, but he shows the power on 6005 is only 1 kilowatt. These transmitters at KAL, K-A-L-L, also relay some other stations from abroad, Belarus and Slovakia. More info at www.shortwaveservice.com. Alan Rowe's column about program listening and communication of the British TX Club has some information from Rafael Martinez in Spain, recommending the musical programming on Medellin, the commercial station in Morocco. Well heard, at least in the Mediterranean countries, on shortwave 9575 and longwave 171. For example, Ritmo Latino, modern Latin dance music, presented in French, Saturdays at 1503 to 1600. Jazz Session, also presented in French, Sundays at 2304 to midnight UT. Bossa Nova hits presented in French, Sundays at 1815 is on the schedule, but not being heard currently. La Musique Sufi, Sufi music, presented in Arabic daily at 1930 to 1958 and repeated at 0300. Just like its predecessor Croatia, relayed via Germany, the mighty KBC from the Netherlands uses 9925 only during the summer months, May through August. Now in September, they're going down to their frequency the rest of the year, 7375, for the UT Sunday midnight to 0200 broadcast. Here in Oklahoma, it's rare to hear any Latin American on medium wave beyond Mexico and Cuba. But I did manage to hear Radio Católica in Managua, Nicaragua, 720 kHz, August 28th at 1042 UT. Once I had nulled out WGN in Chicago, where the Big O was talking about visiting Decatur. If you hear a big pirate signal playing music on a certain theme, it's probably Wolverine Radio, as I heard August 31st at 0139 on 6935 USB. The theme of that particular evening was Songs About Fire. Unfortunately, it's at the same time as the mighty KBC. The best signal from Papua New Guinea had been the one on 3385 Radio East, New Britain. But we heard about the volcanic eruption at Rabaul on Radio Australia and wondered if it was still on the air. And in fact, it's been missing since then, August 31st at 1149. No signal when it should have still been on the air. They had been signing off around 1230. Ron Howard agrees that 3385 has been off the air since August 29th, the day of the eruption. In fact, Rabaul was just about destroyed in a previous eruption in 1994. We're still hearing at least two other PNG signals, however, 3260 and 3275. Here's another musical recommendation from Rafael Martinez in Spain via communication of the British TX Club about jazz programming on the Russian service of Radio Liberty. Dmitry Savitsky's Jazz Time is scheduled as follows for 55 minutes, Saturdays at 1805 on 5995, 11760 and 9840, Sundays at 0505 on 9635, 11850 and 17770, and Sundays at 1905 on 5995, 7455 and 9840. After having been reliably on 15425 for a couple of months, Radio Free Sarawak changed frequencies effective September 2nd for the 11 to 1230 UT broadcast. As noted by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria and Ron Howard in California, initially at least, it was switching in the middle of the broadcast from 15430 to 15420. We could expect further jumping around in this area, according to their previous behavior. About the endangered shortwave service, Radio Exterior de España, Steve Luce in Texas says no changes yet on their August 29th Listener's Corners program. The host said that the schedule would remain the same for the first week of September. They mentioned that the bosses had stated in July that program changes and reductions would be happening after September 1st, and shortwave might be eliminated in October, but they did not elaborate, and then the bosses went on vacation during August. So things are still up in the air at REE, though I suspect with the August holidays over, we and the staff might learn some more definite future plans. Many emails and letters lamenting the possible demise of REE shortwave were read on the program. Listen for the English Hour to North America at midnight UT on 6055, as reception is improving further and further west with earlier sunsets. And we also heard from Greg Behrs in Massachusetts about this. I'm a regular listener to REE and concerned about the future of their English service. I've spoken to Allison and Justin by phone. From October 1st, shortwave in English is very uncertain. I'm under the impression this may be a case where support from listeners can still have influence on future decisions. They present a very professional program, but also one with a personal touch, recognizing individual listeners. It would be a terrible shame to lose it. Letters of support to the English section would be very appropriate, explaining the value of the shortwave service. Email address is english@rtve.es. And if you speak Spanish, you might want to contact senior management directly at REE. From Ivo Ivanov, also check the English broadcast to Europe at 19 to 20 UT on 9665 weekdays and 21 to 22 on 9660 weekends. However, Keith Perrone and Jonathan Marks apparently don't like Spain's programming, commenting on the SWLing post that it would be no great loss. Via Mike Terry, we hear from Bob Zanotti on the Switzerland in Sound Facebook group as of September 1st. That is, old sidekick Bob Thoman suffered a brain hemorrhage and is in a rehabilitation clinic near Basel, Switzerland. But he was doing very well and receiving excellent care, expecting to return home in about 2 weeks. So our best wishes to one Bob. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNC is peaking at 12 and 4 September 8th, 18 and 4 September 26th. Solar flux rising from 105 September 7th to 9th to a peak of 135 September 20th and 21st. That's World of Radio, 1737. I'm Glenn Hauser.